brother. What's up?
This is a groovy party, man.
Yeah, brother, like, stop right on.
Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, father, we don't need to escalate.
All right, good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Hey, good morning, Sam. How you doing?
Good morning, Earl. I'm doing all right. It's good to see you again.
Yeah, it's always good to be on the air, and I want to welcome back my compadre and good friend, Robert Miranda of Flack. Hey, Robert, how you doing, man?
Hey, good morning, Earl. How's everybody doing over there?
Hey, man, we're doing fine, man. That code that I sent you is a Zoom code, and I didn't know whether or not, and I didn't send it to you until late, so you probably couldn't discern what that was, but that's what that was, man, where we could see one another. Okay. But I think I've seen enough of you and you've seen enough of me over the years that we can get by without that for this morning.
We don't need to see each other's gray hairs anymore.
I let you know, Marvin Gaye play a little longer this morning than I normally do because, you know, the first couple bars of that, you know, you can play every year or every day. And even though that was done in 1970, you know, it still is apropos for today. And I don't know, man, you know, I reached out to you because we just can't seem to get out of, you know, the world seems to be just snake bitten, man. You know, you're a veteran. And before we get into, you know, Flack and those kinds of things, man, what is your thought on, you know, what's happening right now in Ukraine and to hear so many people, foolish people, talk about the fact that we need to get involved in this, nuclear war or not, but this is the time that America needs to, you know, step it up.
Yeah, it's like that old saying, the more things change, the more they remain the same.
Yeah.
and so you just have to really take a look at what's going on over there. And, you know, it just seems that, you know, there's a very one-sided view of things. I mean, on the one hand, yeah, Russian expansion is moving forward and they're trying to reclaim a lot of the Baltic area and a lot of the areas that the former Soviet Republic used to hold. But then on the other hand, you know, you have NATO encroaching in those areas, and most of the Baltic states are pretty much embracing a lot of that stuff. So, this guy obviously is panicking because, you know, he doesn't want, the way he's clamping down on his own people and the way he's controlling things over there. He doesn't want the ideas of liberty and freedom moving across the borders. But then, you know, we have to think about, you know, what it is exactly that needs to be done to avoid this escalation. You know, it's hard. I know it's hard for a lot of people to see.
To watch it, right.
Yeah, I mean, you see the chaos, you see all the death, you see all the children suffering. But, you know, as far as I'm concerned, nobody raised that kind of energy and that kind of...
Iraq and Afghanistan.
Exactly. You know,
nobody
cared about all those children being bombed, and nobody cared about all those families being destroyed, you know, and... You know, we recently heard that Madeleine Albright passed away, and she made that famous comment about, you know, when the numbers of children in Iraq were killed, and they were putting it in the hundreds of thousands. And she said that, well, basically, you know, that's the price that people got to pay, you know, and it's like, oh, really? So now we see children dying in Ukraine, and we're saying, oh, we got to go in and stop this. Well, why didn't we demand our government from stopping killing all those Iraqi children? You know, there's hypocrisy going on, and there's a lot of issues that need to be sorted out because you really, you know, playing around with this idea of World War III and nuclear explosions going on around the world. You know, we're not just talking about what's going to go on in Europe and how devastated those areas are, but we're also talking about how all that radiation and all that stuff is going to be poisoning and destroying the environment and making life more difficult for future generations here in this country as well. So, you know,
Robert, man, the people are so ignorant who say, well, we need to go in and we need to make Vladimir Putin understand that we're America and we've got the strength. And do they not know the nuclear weapons that, you know, they taunt, man, this whole argument for all of these decades over half a century has been about detente and mutual destruction. And so When people cavalierly throw around, you know, And they're so ignorant that they somehow believe that we're going to win a nuclear war. It's insanity, man. And you're a military guy, the more they push Vladimir Putin into a corner, he's not just going to say, okay, and lie down. That's not going to happen.
No, he's gonna use them if he's forced. He'll use them. And, you know, a lot of those people that are out there cavalierly just saying that, you know, many of those people never experienced life in a war-torn country. Many of those people never experienced how harsh life can be when water stops running, when electricity stops running, when food chains and food supplies stop being of easy access. When the cold sets in and you have nothing but wood to fire up and keep yourself warm, and then in some cases you don't even have wood. You got to find ways to find yourself to keep up. These are many people out there screaming all that nonsense have never experienced tough life like that. And once you get into that situation, you start realizing, you know, what's important. And what's important is to minimize any expansion, any attempt to escalate this thing to get to that point where all of a sudden we see all those silos opening up and everybody's shooting at each other with those big ICBMs.
You know, Robert, man, you're a veteran, and America has never had war on our shores. Yeah, you can say you remember Pearl Harbor, but that's not really on American mainland. And so the American people are spoiled.
And we did have the Civil War, and the British did invade. I mean,
yeah.
We've had wars, but not on the scale of what Europe saw in World War One or what Europe saw in World War Two. And you don't see many of those Europeans out there calling for a full scale attack on Ukraine, because a lot of those people still have fresh on their mind what those two wars were like. And nobody over there really wants to go back to that kind of destruction, that kind of death, that kind of just all-out destruction of quality of life, where here in the United States, we never experienced that. We were fortunate in those two wars never to see that kind of carnage on our shores. But this time around, you know, this guy just doesn't have ICBMs over there in land-based silos. He's got submarines that could also shoot those things right just off shores as well. And so, you know, these people calling for us to just ignore the whole thing about nuclear war, they have no idea, no clue of what they're asking for.
So on the line, my good friend Robert Miranda from FLAC. When we come back, Robert, we're going to talk about what is happening, what's the latest info on the lead and water issue in the city of Milwaukee. Phone lines are open, as always, at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at the same number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
Right on. Right on.